Welcome back to the Front Page podcast here on podcastnyc.net. I am Rob, the media master of podcastnyc.net, and this particular podcast has been a little bit long in the offing, given that my last post on the Front Page was nearly 2 weeks ago. But I wanted to make sure I had all my thoughts together before I got this out there. And if you're new to the Front Page podcast, it's basically my stripped-down podcast about podcasting topics. Some people think that that's quite humorous, that we can have a podcast about podcasting, but why the hell not, right? So what I want to talk about on this particular segment is the business of podcasting. And that actually might be a misnomer, and I'll tell you why I think that is in a second. But I've really been thinking about this a lot because obviously if you've been catching up on all the developments with the podcasting, there's a lot of talk right now about commercialization. There's a lot of talk from individual podcasters about charging for podcasts and the business of podcasting and how can they make money, and it's just basically a frenzy of activity of individuals trying to figure out, you know, how they can use this medium and what, you know, what they should be doing with it. And first thing I want to start off with is that I've been hearing a lot of people say that they want to make money off podcasting. And the question that they ask, and to me in business, you know, being able to succeed in business is all about asking the right questions and then answering, going out and answering those questions and delivering. And the question that a lot of people seem to be asking is, how can I make money from podcasting? And first of all, that's the wrong question, and it may even be in the wrong context. What I mean is that one of my philosophies has always been that, you know, when you're, or actually it hasn't always been that way, but I wrote a book called Welcome to the Beehive, A Beginner's Guide to Conquering the World of Business. And I put that out here on, you know, my podcast network because I had recorded it last year and I thought, wow, this is a great way to get the ideas in the book out to people. But one of the things I realized while I was writing the book, and maybe even a little bit before I wrote the book, was the fact that it's not always the best idea to approach something from the perspective of how do I make money, right? So when you're approaching a business and you look at it and you say, okay, well, how can I make money from this? And really when you think about it as making money, it's just, well, you know, yeah, how do you get the dollars in the coffers? And getting the dollars into the coffers, that getting the dollars into your pocket, it should not necessarily be the goal that you're looking for. And the reason I say that is because that, to me, that implies a short-term goal. And in business, most of us, or almost all of us, have long-term goals. We want to start something out, we want to grow it, and we want to see where it goes, and hopefully we want to help to, you know, help to have it be the leverage to improve our lives or give us more choices to do what we want. And so the way I like to look at it is, I like to think of it as not how can I make money from something, but I like to ask the question, how can I add value? And this is the question that people who are involved in different podcasting-related exploits should be asking. They should be asking not how can I make money from podcasting, but how can I add value to what someone else is doing, to what I'm doing, in order to make it more worthwhile for the customer or the consumer. And when you ask that question, that gets you to thinking about things. And you look around and you see that, you know, there are other people that are out there adding value and maybe, you know, making some money. But their focus is, you know, what value have I added? And people respond to that, right? When you add value to something, people respond by paying. And then the money comes in. So the money's still involved. I guess it's just a different perspective on how you think about it. So I think that podcasters or people involved in any area of podcasting need to start with that question. How can I add value? Okay, let's start with that for a moment. Now, going back to podcasting, first of all, I want to state that podcasting itself is not a business. Okay, I hear a lot of people talking about, you know, oh yeah, I'm into podcasting. I want to make some money out of podcasting. You know, people want to make money out of podcasting. Adam Curry talks about it, and I've heard it in, you know, the New York City Podcasters Association talking with some folks, and they talk about, yeah, you know, money and podcasting, da 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 da, ad nauseum. Podcasting itself is not a business, and I think it's important in order to be able to be successful is to, so really, when you, especially when you're talking to people about what you're doing, or if you're, you know, pitching an idea to a client, or if you're talking to somebody about what you're doing relative to podcasting, you need to talk about specifically what role you're playing in podcasting. Podcasting is a method of delivery for something. In and of itself, that does not describe the business that a person would be in if they wanted to, you know, quote unquote, make money, or if they wanted to use my term and say add value. And here's what I mean. There are several different, you know, pieces to the puzzle here of what podcasting is and what it can provide. There are people who produce audio files and distribute them on the internet. And so those people are, you know, they're podcast content producers. So you're a content producer slash distributor. And in this day and age, you know, producer and distributor are the same thing. And that's what's, or they can be the same thing. And that's what's really cool about podcasting. So you have content producers slash distributors. You also have what I call enablers, right? You have enablers for the medium of podcasting. And those are services like audioblog.com, services like blogger.com, services like Slapcast and Libsyn. Those are enablers, right? They provide some kind of infrastructure to allow you to distribute your work out there. And then we also have what I call ancillary service providers, which are providers that don't necessarily physically allow you to distribute what you create, but what they do allow you to do is they allow you to enhance your abilities. So for example, I guess the best example of that would be FeedBurner, right? FeedBurner doesn't assist you in creation of content. It doesn't assist you in creation of a weblog or RSS feeds, but what it does do is it takes that RSS feed that you already have and it makes it more valuable because it allows you to track it. It allows you to keep these detailed statistics, see who's hitting it. And they themselves have really done well, I think, so far at answering the question, how can I add value? They provide a basic service, and they've added now their Total Stats Pro, which is not a basic service per se. It is an advanced service, and it's adding value. It builds on top of the original stats that they were offering. So you have one of those three entities there, or one of those three types of entities within podcasting. You have the content producer slash distributor. You have the enabling entities, and then you also have the, you know, ancillary entities that provide other services that enhance what you do. Now we could break it down even further and say, well, you know, there's just individual talent as well, and that's kind of like goes below or goes with the content producer. But, you know, what we're seeing in podcasting is the trend is that the talent is the producer, is the distributor. And that's what, you know, that's what makes this different than this medium different than a lot of other mediums, is that individuals have the power to do that. So knowing those, you know, three, or if you want to get technical and you want to say, I'm a talent, I'm not a producer, I just, you know, take cues from someone else and create stuff, that's fine as well. But basically there are three or four buckets that you might fall into. And I think that individuals need to figure out, you know, which bucket they fall into. Now, the other thing that I've been thinking about is that there is another potential bucket that I guess is an offshoot of an enabler. You have the enabler, like the services like Slapcast, Libsyn, and audioblog.com, but you can also have people who provide services to others, meaning they will, you know, find the talent, they will produce things, they will distribute, they will do all the necessary tasks to get a message out into the public via podcasting, almost like a podcast consultant. And to me, that's an enabler. But also, that's more of a one-stop shop, I would guess. That's somebody who's going out and pitching, hey, you know what? I'm going to sell podcasting to a business. I'm going to sell it to a small business, to a corporation, to an artist. And you know what? You're not really selling podcasting. What you're selling are all these individual services, the services of being a producer, the services of being an enabler, and then the services of someone who maybe adds ancillary value. You are going out and acting as, I guess, maybe the middle person or the connector. And that's certainly a legitimate business. But the important thing is that you whatever piece of this puzzle you have to be able to define that. That's the first step. In order to be able to monetize it, in order to be able to say, you know, I can add value, or I can make money, if that's what you want to say. Because I've heard a lot of people ask the question, actually I've heard one specific person ask the question, is it the right time to pitch podcasting to a business? And I would say that it's never the right time to pitch podcasting, but that it's always the right time to pitch something that is relevant to that particular business. If you go to a business and you say, I want to pitch a podcast to you, they're going to be like, okay, what? You know, they're going to be like, well, you know, what? You know, we don't want to get into the podcasting business. You know, why do you want to pitch a podcast to us? You need to approach a business from their perspective, and you need to be able to explain to them piece by piece what it is you're actually going to do. Because if you ask yourself the question, really, what is podcasting? What's the impact of podcasting for a business? It's that they can then connect with individuals in a different way. That's what it's all about. It's about connecting with individuals in a different way. And if you have a message to send, that's important. And most businesses, most artists, most corporations have a message to send, whether it's to the public, whether it's to their employees internally, whether if you're an artist, whether it's to their fans, people have a message to send. And to me, that's the power of podcasting. And that's kind of how you sell it, is that this is a new medium that allows you to send a message to a very, very wide audience in a very short period of time. And to me, that's the angle that you need to approach when approaching businesses, to talk about podcasting. Not, oh, I can do a podcast for you. No, I can help to extend your business by distributing this media. It could be audio, it could be video. Hell, it could even be text. Let's not forget text here. And I think that's really important to understand. And my experience has been that people who are new to something, people who are new to business, get all excited about the thing and they forget about, you know, these fundamentals. And they may not even know these fundamentals. And that's why I recommend that they listen to my audiobook or download the ebook version of Welcome to the Beehive. Because whenever there's a new technology revolution, a lot of people come into it who they say, oh man, this is great. I want to make a business out of it. They just don't know the fundamentals of business. They think that the rules of business have somehow changed and made it easier. No, no rules have changed to make it easier. What's happened is the way that you go about things has changed, right? The way that you do things has changed. The tools that you have to use have changed, but the rules remain the same. You have to focus on adding value, and you have to focus on breaking things down into their parts to be able to explain, to be able to first understand what the different pieces of the puzzle are, and then you need to be able to understand how you can piece that puzzle back together to create value for someone else. And then you've got to be able to communicate that value to someone else. And finally, you need to be able to deliver, right? So if you can, you know, if you go into a company and you pitch them on the idea of, I'm going to extend your message, we're going to create a strategy for you, and we're going to implement that strategy, well then you have to be able to deliver on that. And you know, if you mess up in any one of those areas from trying to figure out, you know, what this whole thing is to delivery, you're gonna have problems. So you need to be able to master each one of those areas, from understanding the concepts behind podcasting to the delivery to a client. And so that's really what I wanted to say on the pure business side of it. Now, as a note to podcasters, look around at what people are doing. I mean, there's people asking questions about, how much can I charge my podcast? Can people pay for podcasts? Absolutely, people will pay for podcasts, but they have to be high quality. They have to be relevant to an individual, and they have to be done in a way that people know generally what to expect, right? You need to make something valuable to an individual. That takes time to figure out. And so there's a time period where I think you need to be putting your content out there, figuring out what your content is, putting it out there, soliciting feedback, and gaining listeners. And then as you gain listeners, you realize that, you track that for a while and you realize that, you have a captive audience. And having a captive audience, then you need to ask the question, well, how can I add value to this situation? Because going out and saying, oh, I'm going to advertise, I'm just going to start charging, that's not a good idea. Think about how you can add value. Think about putting collections of podcasts on CDs. Think about doing what Dave Slusher does with the Evil Genius Chronicles and selling, quote-unquote stuff. Think about all these things. The last thing I think you should think about is restricting access to your content. And the reason I say that is because once you do that, once you say, only certain people can access my MP3 files, then you start to get nervous that when people download the MP3s that they're going to be trading them. And you're going to get upset and you'll be like, I only want people who have paid to listen to these MP3 files. And that puts you into what I call a ridiculous spiral. Because what happens is then you say to yourself, I can't put the MP3 files out there anymore. I have to stream it. Or I have to get involved in some kind of, digital rights management, and I'll have to hire a company to restrict, the files, and then the files won't be able to play on all players, and then you're cutting down on your potential audience, and it's really a downward spiral. So think about that before you say, I'm going to restrict access to my content. You can ask for voluntary donations, which I've been doing, and with decent success. I've paid for a couple of months of hosting with donations, and I'm just going to keep doing it and see, how many people make donations. If people are enjoying the content, they will make small donations from time to time. But the model of protecting your content with subscription, I think, is a bad idea in podcasting. There's another way that you can go. You can certainly go with advertising. You can go out and solicit advertisers to insert advertisements into your podcasts. A new company that just got off the ground recently called Castfire aims to help podcasters insert ads at the beginning and the end of their podcasts. And hey, that's a legitimate way to make money, but you have to be cognizant of something when you do that. Number one, you have to ask yourself the question, are the ads going to significantly take away from the experience? And you have to, test it out and figure that out. Number two, you need to think about, are the ads going to be relevant to your listeners? Remember, podcasting, when you produce a show, when you put it out there via an RSS feed, you have a worldwide audience. And if the advertisements that are at the beginning and the end of your podcast don't speak to that worldwide audience, you risk losing some listeners. So that's something to consider. I would rather take the approach of going back to the question, how can I add value? Adding advertisements doesn't necessarily add value. It doesn't necessarily take away from the value. But if it's not relevant to the individual, then there's no point to it. There's just no point. So you might not only be adding value, but you might be taking away value because you're wasting their time listening to something that has nothing to do with them. If you want to be safe and you want to be very successful, go back to this thought or this question. How can I add value? Whether you want to provide products or services around podcasting, and the related technologies, or whether you want to be a producer and have your own show and you want to take that show and you want to monetize it, ask yourself that question. How can I add value? things like CDs with compilations, things like T-shirts, things like, you know, selling individual downloads of specific shows, but leaving, you know, your regular content open. I don't know. There's a lot of different ideas about things that you can do to add value. Go out and watch what other people are doing, and you'll get those ideas. But the important message is to ask yourself that question: how can I add value? And also to make sure that you understand what it is you're going to provide. I think I'm going to cut it off there. I hope it wasn't too much of a ramble, but I've had those thoughts in my head about the business of podcasting, and I'll definitely talk more about it. But definitely send your comments. You can put your comments out on the website, on the front page, podcast post at podcastnyc.net. And you can also send me an email to mediamaster@podcastnyc.net. And another thing that I want to announce very quickly is that I have a new RSS feed that strings together actually all of the feeds in Podcast NYC. It's called the Podcast NYC Superfeed. And you can find that at feeds.feedburner.com/podcastnyc-superfeed. And there's also a link on the content page on the website at podcastnyc.net/content.htm. You can check that out. And as always, if you enjoy the content on Podcast NYC, you can make a donation by going out to the to any one of the pages and clicking on the PayPal donate button. I'm Rob, the Media Master for PodcastNYC.net, and I thank you for listening, and I will catch you again real soon.